Good afternoon. A beautiful day in progress across interior New York and New England, with much lower humidity than recent days, as a front that passed through late last night continues to clear off the eastern seaboard, opening the door for a nice west to northwesterly breeze and dew points dropping back into the 50s to around 60. Air temperatures today will climb through the 70s and up toward the 80-degree mark on average, with brilliant sunshine. High pressure building in from the Great Lakes will dominate the weather picture for at least the next couple of days. As the high settles overhead tonight, skies will be clear and the winds will be light, making for refreshing overnight temperatures back into the 50s in most places, with some of the higher terrain even dropping back into the 40s. This will set us up for a great day tomorrow with brilliant sunshine, a bit more humidity, warm temperatures with highs in the lower to mid-80s. Then, as the high departs off the eastern seaboard, a return southerly flow will bring more humidity back into the region on Friday, as well as even warmer temperatures as highs reach the middle and upper 80s with a good amount of hazy sunshine. The next front at this point will be tracking through the Great Lakes and toward us for Friday night and Saturday. Some unsettled weather will accompany the front in the form of scattered showers and thunderstorms. On Saturday afternoon, high temperatures will be near 80. Behind this front, another area of high pressure will build in on Sunday and bring in even cooler air. So with a return to sunshine, highs will be back into the lower 70s, and they'll stay in the lower 70s with mostly sunny skies into the day on Monday. A few clouds will mix in on Tuesday as temperatures bounce back into the middle 70s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms across the upper Mississippi Valley, west-northwestward into North Dakota. Deep layer shear, increasing to around 50 knots this afternoon across the region, will be quite favorable for rotating updrafts. A strengthening south-southwesterly low-level jet stream nosing into central Minnesota and western and northwestern Wisconsin this afternoon and evening will result in increased shear, producing a tornado threat that could persist into the evening. In addition to the tornado threat, large hail, some exceeding 2 inches in diameter, and damaging winds appear probable. And the National Hurricane Center is issuing advisories on Tropical Depression Dolly, which made landfall as a tropical storm overnight along the Gulf Coast of Mexico and is now located about 65 miles west-southwest of Tampico, Mexico. Dolly is moving toward the west near 8 miles per hour, and this general motion is expected to continue for the next day or so. On the forecast track, the center of Dolly will move farther inland over eastern Mexico today. Maximum sustained winds have decreased to near 35 miles per hour with higher gusts. Continued weakening will occur, and the system is expected to dissipate later today. Dolly is expected to produce rainfall amounts, though, of 5 to 10 inches with isolated maximum amounts of 15 inches through this evening. This rainfall is expected to cause life-threatening flash floods and mudslides in areas of mountainous terrain of northeastern Mexico. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 111 degrees at Bullhead City, Arizona, to a low of 23 at Jefferies City, Wyoming. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City sunny in the upper 80s, Boston sunny in the mid-80s, and in Buffalo sunny skies with highs in the mid-70s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 77 degrees, the average low, 56. The record high, 100, set in 1953, and the record low, 39, in 1976. Sunrise this morning was at 6:22 a.m. Sunset this evening, 7:26 p.m., 13 hours and 4 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny today with highs in the mid to upper 70s. Clear and refreshingly cool tonight with lows in the upper 40s to mid 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny today with highs in the mid 80s. Clear and refreshingly cool tonight with lows in the mid-50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny today with highs in the upper 70s. Clear and refreshingly cool tonight with lows in the lower 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny today and highs in the lower 80s. clear and refreshingly cool tonight with lows in the lower to mid-50s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly sunny today with highs reaching the lower 80s. Clear and refreshingly cool tonight with lows in the lower to mid-50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny, a bit more humid, lower to mid-80s. Hazy, hot, humid Friday, upper 80s. A mix of sun and clouds with scattered showers and thunderstorms Saturday near 80. Sunny and cooler Sunday in the lower 70s. Mostly sunny, lower 70s Monday. And mid-70s with a mix of sun and clouds on Tuesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.